Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkot Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line, by the two dots, V'loi HaYachatzer B'Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah had mentioned the fact that the lights during the Simchas Beis HaSheva were so bright that there was no Chatzer in Yerushalayim that wasn't lit up from these lights. Says the Gemara, Tana, Yisha Isa by Reveres Chitim La'arsha Beis HaSheva, that a woman was able to, it was so bright, she was able to sort grain by using the light of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. A woman in her Chatzer in Yerushalayim was able to use the light of the Simchas Beis HaSheva to sort her grains. Now Taisus points out that that would be an Isser because of Me'ila, but that's what she could have done theoretically. Chasidim v'anshei ma'isa v'chulu, we mentioned that they would say different shirois v'tishpachos. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, yesh mehen aimrim, there were some of the people, the chasidim v'anshei ma'isa and the other people there, that they would say the following nosach, that ashrei yalduseinum, shalei bisha ziknuseinum, that praiseworthy is our young age, that we didn't do averis, that they would embarrass our old age. And who were the people that said this nusach? Elu chasidim v'anshei ma'isa, that's referring to the chasidim and anshei ma'isa, that they did not do averis in their young age. V'yesh man oimrim ashrei ziknuseinu, shekipras yalduseinu. Some of the people there at the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so they would say, praiseworthy is our old age, that it was mechaper on the averis that we did in our youth. And who were the people that said this? Elu bali tshuva. And that was referring to the Bali Tshuva. Now, Elu ve'Elu Aimrim, both groups, everyone said that Ashrei Mishalei Chata u'Mishalei Chata Yashav Vimcholai, that praiseworthy is a person that never did an Avera, and if he did, so he should do Tshuva, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. Tani, we learned in Ebraisa, Amru Alav al Hillel Azakim, it was said about Hillel, Kishaya Sameach b'Simchas Beis HaSheva, when he would rejoice during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so Amar Kain, he would say the following, and Rashi says the following was said in the name of Hashem. Then Imani Khan, talking for Hashem, Hashem saying that if I give you my Shechina, and there's a Beis HaMikdash here, so then Akol Khan, everybody's going to be coming here. Then Imani Khan, but if I'm not here, so then Mi Khan, who's going to be here? Huwaya Aymer Hill used to also say, Cain, he would say the following, and this he said for himself, that Lamakam Shani Ayev Shamrangle Melichisaisi, the place that I love, my feet naturally take me there. Sometimes my feet just naturally I end up in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he said further in the name of Hashem, that Imtavi al Basi, if you come to my house, Ani Avel Baischa, so then I'm gonna come and rest my Shechina in your house. Then Matalai Tavel al Basi, but if you don't come to my house, so then Ani Loi I'm not going to bring my Shechina to your house. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'chol makom asher asker shemi avei lechu v'rachticha. Whenever you mention my name, you come to my house, then I'll come to you v'rachticha and I'll bless you. Afu, another thing about Hillel, that Hillel ra'a gulgailas achas, he's one time saw a skull, shetzafa pnei amayim, that was floating on the water, and so Amar Allah, he spoke to the skull, and he said to it, Al da teft atifuch. It was because of the fact that you harmed others, or someone else, now you were harmed. Umetifayich yitufun. And those that harmed you, so they are going to be harmed. In other words, what goes around comes around. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, seemingly this is similar to coming off that which Hillel mentioned, the fact that his feet would just naturally take him to the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yechanan commented a similar point, that Inun Arvin Bay, that the feet of a person there is guarantor, which means that La'atar Dimitboi Tamon Mayvilun Yase, that so the place where Dimitboi, where the place where a person needs to be, so Tamon Mayvilun Yase, it's over there that his feet just take him. The person's feet take him to the place where he's supposed to be. That's the Ashgacha Pratis. And to illustrate the point, so the Gemara brings a story, that Hanu Tarte Kushai, there was these two beautiful people, beautiful spiritually as well, that they would spend time by Shlomo HaMelech, and Elichayrif Achia b'nei Shisha. Their names were Elichayrif and Achia, and they were the sons of Shisha. Seifrim de Shlomo Havu, and they were the Seifrim of Shlomo HaMelech. Yoyim Echad Chazi l'Melech HaMavis, Tavakotziv. One day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Melech HaMavis that he's sad. So Amar Le, so he says to the Melech HaMavis, Amayatzivas, why are you sad? So Amar Le, so the Melech HaMavis says back, Dekabayu Minai, Hanu Tarti Kushai, Diasvi Hacha, because they want from me these two beautiful people that live over here. And we mentioned in the Shir that Rav Dessler explains that Shlomo HaMelech, when he heard this, he understood that the Melech HaMavis was genuinely sad to take away these two beautiful people. It was their time to leave, and the Malachim Avos was coming to take them, but he was sad to take them. So Masrinu Lasirim and Shadrinu L'Mukhayiz Adulos. So Shlomo Melech took these two people and he gave them over to the Seirim, to the Shadim that he, Shlomo Melech, was the king over, and he sent them in the hands of the Shadim to Mukhayiz Adulos, which is a city Rashi brings that the Malachim Avos has no Shlita over. However, kimatu l'mechayiz adaluz, as soon as they got to the opening of the city of mechayiz adaluz, so shchivu, these two people were taken by the Malachim Avos. L'machar, the following day, chazim Malachim Avos tavakabadach. So Shlomo Melech, he sees the Malachim Avos and he's laughing and he's happy. So Amar Le, he says to the Malachim Avos, amai badichas, why are you so happy? So Amar Le, the Malachim Avos says back, ba'atar debayu minai tamon shadrasinu. Then no, you misunderstood the whole thing. I wasn't able to get them. The reason why I was sad wasn't because I was sad to take them. I was sad because for whatever reason, in the place where they were, I had no shlita to take them from there. I had rishus to take them specifically from the opening of the city of Mechayiz Adaluz, and that's exactly where you sent them. So miyad, immediately, pasach Shlomo v'amar, so Shlomo Melech opened up and he said, that reglay devar inish inun arvin bay. He said this quote that we mentioned on the top, that the feet of a person there is guarantor, that le'asar dimisbayi, to the place where a person needs to go, tamam mevilun yase, his feet, they take him there, that's the ashkacha pratis, that the person ends up exactly where he's supposed to. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amru alav Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it was said about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, k'shahaya sameach simchas beis ha-she'eva, when he would rejoice during the simchas beis ha-she'eva, hayonaitol shmein avu kashalar, he would juggle 8 torches. Zayrik achas, v'naitol achas, which is the Gemara's way of describing juggling, he would throw one up, catch one, ve'enoy gezu bezu, and they wouldn't touch each other. V'kashu mishtacheve, and when he would bow, so nayet shtei gudolav ba'aretz, he would take his two thumbs and put them onto the ground, v'sheicha, and he would bend over, v'noyshik asar Ritzpah, and he would kiss the floor, the zaykef, and then he would use his lower body to like pick himself up, the ankle birya yichol lasis came, which is something which most people are not, no one else is able to do. The zuhi kida, and that's what's referred to in different psukim as a kida. Now, Levi achve kida, kameh de Rebbe, Levi one time wanted to show a kida to Rebbe, v'idla, and he didn't do it exactly right, and he ended up becoming a cripple. V'frakta gemara v'hagar malay, is that what caused Levi to become a cripple? We know Levi was a cripple, but the cause of it was him showing a kida. Va'amar Rabbi Laza, but Rabbi Laza one time warned, and he said, a person has to be careful with the way he talks when he davens. He shouldn't talk with too much chutzpah. Sharei Adam Gadol hetiach dvarim klapei mala. There was a great person who he spoke with too much chutzpah. V'itla, and he became lame he became a cripple from doing that. Umanu Levi, and that's referring to Levi, which the Gemara in Tainis brings a story when he was davening for rain that he went a little bit over the top and he became a cripple. So you see that's what made him that he became a cripple, not that he showed this kida. So says the Gemara, Havaha Garmale. They both caused it. The spiritual cause, so to speak, was the fact that he was Hetiach Tavaram Klape Maila. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it upon him was when he was showing the Skida, that's when it physically happened. Says the Gemara that Levi Ava Metayel Kamid Rebbe Betamni Sakine. That Levi, in order to be Mechabed his Rebbe, to be Mechabed Rebbe, so he would juggle in front of him 8 knives. And Shmuel Kamei Shibur Malka, Shmuel, in order to show kavod to the king of Persia, Shibur Malka, so he would juggle Batmanya Mizge Chamra, with 8 glasses of wine. Without spilling the wine, he would juggle these 8 glasses. And says the Gemara, Abaye kameh de Rabba betmanya beye, with 8 eggs. Va'amrila ba'arba beye, and some say he only did it with 4 eggs. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amre Bishur ben Chananya, k'shahinu smeichem simchas beis ha-she'eva. Another story about the beis ha-she'eva, that when we were sameach, so ra'inu she'ena be'inenu, we didn't see any sleep, we were too busy to sleep. Keitza, why was the schedule so busy? Sha'a rishayna tamid shal shachar, the first hour of the day, we would go bring the carbon tamid, misham latfila, then we would go daven shacharis, misham lekarbon musaf, then the carbon musaf, misham latfila samusafin, davening musaf, misham labeis ha-medrash, go learn a little bit, first Seder, Misham Lachilu Ushtia, then we would have our Suda, Misham Latfilas HaMincha, Davin Mincha, Misham Latamit Shabbin Arbayim, then we would bring the afternoon Karban Tamid, and then Mikan Ve'elach, Lesimchas Beis HaSheva, and then after the Karban Tamid Shabbin Arbayim, we would spend the rest of the night partying, we would have the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so there was Pasha no time to sleep. Asked the Gemara, Eini, could that really be true, that they didn't sleep the whole time? For Amar Rabbi Yochanan, But Rabbi Yochanan one time said that shvua shlo ishan, if a person makes a shvua that he's not going to sleep for shleisha yamim, for 3 days straight, so malkanaisa, we give him malkus because it's something that's impossible. So it's automatically considered a false shvua because it's impossible to go 3 days without sleep. So we give him malkus v'yishan la'alter, and then if he wants, he could go to sleep right away. The shvua is not chal; it's a false shvua. So you see that it's impossible to go 3 days without sleep. So how could Rabbi Shua ben Chananya say that they didn't sleep the entire time at the Simchas Beis HaSheva? So rather says the Gemara Elohachi Kamar. It must be that this is what Rabbi Shua ben Chananya meant to say, that le'ta'amnu tam shena, that we didn't taste the sleep, meaning we didn't have a shena. Rather, they would just doze off on each other's shoulders during the Simchas Beis HaSheva. They never actually took a proper sleep. Of course they slept. You can't go 3 days without sleeping, but they never really had a real sleep like on a bed, a shenas kva. Rather, they would just doze off on each other's shoulders.